Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website are for free, so enjoy those on us. That is, again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out by going straight to the phone calls and to Chuck in New Mexico. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the amp line. What's on your mind, sir?
All right, so I just got a summons for jury duty, which typically I don't mind because I like going in there and throwing a cog in the system.
Yeah, it's always nice to go in and be someone who is aware of the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA, to help spread the word to your other fellow jurors about FIJA and the fact that as a juror, you are the fourth and final check and balance on the government's power, and that as a juror, if you disagree with the law itself, you can vote not guilty based on that. This is something they will never tell you in the judge's instructions. They just don't talk about it anymore, but it's still true. So that's one of the fun things about being on a jury. But what about this particular incident?
So on this particular incident, it came with a questionnaire. And this questionnaire is 38 questions long.
Good heavens.
And in addition to asking my name and some general demographic questions, it wants to know the closest intersection to my house. It has a lot of law type of questions, but really invasive ones like, have I ever required hospitalization, or has a family member ever been sued? Do I know anyone who works for an attorney or a law office? And about eight other questions relating to law. But then it has an ethnic question. It asks questions about where I work, how long I've worked there, what my normal working hours are, what other types of jobs I've held as an adult.
Wow, that's really invasive.
And the worst one is number 19, and I'll read it in full. What religious, civic, social, union, professional, fraternal, political, or recreational organizations do you belong to or participate in, and what offices, if any, do you hold in these organizations?
Now, that one's pretty standard.
Yeah, FIJA actually suggests that before you go into jury duty, you disband yourself from any membership you might be in that they might want to kick you off the jury.
And the reason for that is that way you aren't lying to them when you tell them, I'm not a member of the Libertarian Party, because you've actually resigned your membership for the time period that you're going into the jury duty. This is unusual, though. I've never heard of them sending out a questionnaire with the notification for jury duty. Normally, that's something you get when you actually show up for jury duty. Some of those questions have been on the form that I filled out, but most of them have not.
You know, I want to remind you of a quote. When you're answering that religious question thing, I want to remind you of a quote from A River Runs Through It. Methodists are Baptists that can read. So I think that that's a nice, safe middle road for you to take.
Well, my favorite one is a Methodist will say hi to you in the liquor store, but a Baptist won't.
I wish I understood. I don't get the joke.
You don't get the joke? Well, Baptists are supposedly a little more self-righteous than Methodists are.
And Baptists aren't allowed to drink.
Yeah, even though it's basically the exact same Christian religion.
Methodists aren't supposed to drink either, from what I remember, but nobody pays attention to that little rule.
Well, exactly. They're basically the same, just Baptists are more self-righteous.
So you have to fill. Are there instructions that say you must answer these questions, or what are
No, there's nothing that explicitly says answer all these questions or go to jail. The only thing that says in relation to that is if you don't show up, you go to jail, and if you don't fill this out, then it'll just waste your time once you get there. But the only question I did fill out was the one that says if I've served as a juror in the last 3 years, and if so, do I want to be excused from serving? And I do because I'm moving, like, the same week, and it'd be a real pain in the rear. But, and then the rest of it, I just put decline to answer, because I don't think this is any of their damn business.
No.
It's really not.
It really isn't. So there you go. Thanks for sharing that with us.
No problem. That's about it, guys. Y'all
take it easy. Chuck. Bye-bye. 800-259-9231.
I never get one of those jury summons. I wish they did.
Yeah, I want one, too. I've never gotten a chance to...
Are you, I mean, as a convicted felon, are you out of the potential registry or something? Is it...
In Florida, I am. Here, I shouldn't be.
Huh. Well, maybe you just haven't been here long enough. Sure.
You know, that questionnaire just goes to show how it's really not a jury of your peers anymore. It's a whittled-down version of what they want.
Yes.
It's no longer a jury of your peers, and I don't think it has been for some time.
I can't believe they ask an ethnic question.
I know.
Isn't that out of... I mean, that's crazy.
What they want is a jury of ignoramuses. That's ideally what they're looking for. They don't want people with any opinions about government. They don't want people with any opinions about freedom. They don't want people that know their rights as a juror. They want all those people to be excluded. They want a 12 people who... They barely function as far as the political world is concerned. They don't pay attention to anything, and they're willing to go along with the suggestions of the judge and the prosecutors and all.
I think that what they're really looking for is someone who will listen to and listen to authority, someone who isn't going to question authority in any way, so that when they say judge the law, not the spirit of the law or whatnot, judge exactly what the law is, guilty or not guilty, they're looking for someone who will be like, oh, okay, well, whatever.
Exactly. And the perfect example of the most pathetic jury and exactly the kind of jurors they're looking for has to have come from the Jose Padilla case. You remember what happened there?
Mm-hmm.
They had a jury that was dressed in red, white, and blue on each of the three rows of the juror pool. Not the pool, but the area where they sit. And this was something the jury allegedly spontaneously just decided to do to show their patriotic fervor for America while they were supposed to be remaining impartial and sitting in judgment of this man whose life and freedom was in their hands.
Well, he's a terrorist. They charged him and held him for 5 years. He's obviously guilty.
He must be.
Obviously, they were well aware of who Jose Padilla was and what the purpose of the trial was. And the fact that in America... Something like that could happen on a jury, and everybody would just go, oh, look, they're wearing pretty colors together, and just shrug it off as though this is no big deal, as though this doesn't say something about what they're thinking, that this doesn't tell you that they're just a bunch of mindless nationalists. And you want to talk about just a scary, scary situation. That's where we currently are today with American courtrooms. And
I don't mind that those people are proud nationalists or patriots or anything like that. What bothers me is that they wouldn't look at the facts and wouldn't look at the Constitution. You're not much of a patriot if you don't reference the Constitution
but
when
see,
you're
Mark,
judging
that's not
these
the,
things.
No. That's not the definition of being a patriot, according to these people. In America today, Mark, being a patriot means waving the flag faster and louder and higher than your next-door neighbor. That's pretty much all that patriotism has become. Now, that's not what patriotism should be, because that's really the definition of nationalism. Seeing who can shout the national anthem the loudest and wave the flag the highest. That's pretty much what nationalism is, but people have confused it. They believe that wearing red, white, and blue and that sort of thing is patriotic, when in fact it's nationalistic. And there's an important difference there. But that's lost on most of America. 800-259-9231. Also, the point of jury duty and the truth about jury duty is completely foreign, completely alien to most Americans. They don't teach this in government school. They did not teach it to me when I was in law class in government school, which is one of the mandatory classes I had to take, you know, like a semester-long class.
No, they don't want you to know that information.
They certainly taught me about what a prosecutor is and the defense attorney and the jury and the judge. They give you all the basics about what's in the courtroom.
In my public school, we even had a mock trial.
Yep, I love that. Was fun, the mock trials.
But there was no mention of fully informed jury.
Exactly. And they have no interest in mentioning it. Because
why do you need a jury if they're just judging the letter of the law? If they're just going through the law piece by piece and deciding whether or not the person did what the law says, what do you need the jury for?
Yeah, why not just the judge?
Really, there's really no point. If that's all you're doing, just compile facts. Weigh which one's heavier.
Have you ever gone out and done any fully informed jury association outreach? Have you ever stood out in front of a courthouse and handed out brochures to the jurors, the potential jurors that were streaming in the morning? Have you ever participated in that? If you've ever done any sort of activism in this realm, love to hear from you if you have any good stories for us at 800-259-9231. Unfortunately, I doubt that even amongst an audience full of activists that very many of our activists have done this particular brand of activism. It's just not something that I don't feel like is really done very often. It can be very rewarding. And because it's not illegal yet to tell people about the truth. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note,
will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Shaving, a daily ritual. We shave our faces, our legs, it's true. But did you know there are some automotive body parts that may need to meet the razor? When we come back, I'll tire you. I mean, tell you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Surface feeling rough, uneven? You need to shave. No, not your face, your tires. Here's why. Misalignment and improper inflation cause uneven tire wear, which you can see in scalloped patterns and feel in vibrations. Before tread damage deepens so much that new tires are the only solution, have your current tire shaved by an alignment specialist to restore a smooth surface. Then further prolong tire life by having wheels aligned and tires balanced and properly inflated. Now that's where the rubber meets the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231, and we're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And SACL's CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. As we go to the phones, to the Fun Amplifier line, it's Gene in Tennessee. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Well, hello. I did some activism regarding jury duty back in the, about 1980, I think it was, 79-80. Mm-hmm. So that was, unless I'm mistaken, I think that was before the Fully Informed Jury Association existed.
Perhaps so. What did you do?
I had read plenty of things from Lysander Spooner at that time. I had read some other things that some constitutional groups were passing around, and I had learned pretty much the same things that everybody in the Fully Informed Jury Association knows today. And I had published the article that got printed in the Astoria, Oregon newspaper about jury duty, and it told people about how they could nullify the laws, and it actually made it into the newspaper. So after it went in the newspaper, I had it reprinted as a flyer, and I would go around to the courthouses. There was only like two courthouses around Astoria, and I would put them in the reading rack, because there used to be reading racks at the courthouses for people. That was back in the days before metal detectors and, you know, all this garbage that we've got today. And so I have no idea how many people actually read them or whether it influenced anyone, but that was an early effort, I guess, at informing the juries of their rights.
Very good.
Do you think in 1980, about 25, 30 years ago, there were more people who were informed about Fully Informed Jury? Like, did more people know about it then, do you think? Have we dumbed it down, or has it been quite a while that has been forgotten?
I would say that there were probably less people back then, because I've noticed a trend, and I think that part of the biggest blame that I place on the situation that we're in today, with everybody wanting to do everything they're told by the government, being a bunch of sheep, I blame that primarily on the World War II generation, my parents' generation, because they were basically, you know, tricked into World War II with Pearl Harbor, and then they, you know, they had all this brainwashing about how they had to get together and fight the Japanese and the Germans. And it worked, as they did win the war. Mm. But when they came back from that war, they were so nationalistic, I guess is the correct term. And
right, and they were programmed to accept socialism with the New Deal.
They accepted everything the government told them. That was when the withholding of income tax occurred during World War II.
Right.
And it supposedly was supposed to end after World War II. It never did.
Right, and they confiscated gold and everything else.
And so they were very complacent in allowing the government to get away with all that, primarily because of the patriotic fervor that everyone was in after World War II.
I think you're right, Gene. I think more people do know now because, if anything else, because of the Internet. I mean, back then it was much more difficult to come across this knowledge, whereas today, if you're listening to the right radio show or you stumble across the right website, then you will become informed.
And I didn't find any real resistance when I printed that article in the newspaper. The newspaper was, you know, anxious to print this, and they found it very interesting and all that.
Yeah, that's great information to share in an article format. And, Gene, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. When I was out in front of the courthouse down in Sarasota, Florida, basically physically handing brochures to potential jurors as they approached for their jury selection, we were out there with maybe five or six activists, which is pretty good turnout for being down there. I'm sure we could do better up here. But the point is, we had some signs and we had brochures, and the only negative response we received was from those who did not really understand at first glance what we were doing. It was from those who felt they were very, you know, they probably consider themselves very patriotic, and so they felt as though doing jury duty is their duty and, you know, their responsibility as a citizen and that whole spiel.
And so when they saw a sign that said, like, I didn't make the signs. When they saw the signs that said, the truth about jury duty, or something like that, they got the impression that we were there to tell jurors how to get out of jury duty. They thought that, because that's the standard line you hear on jury duty is, how do I get out of this crap? Right. You know, that's the only thing you ever hear people talking about when it's talking about jury duty.
Right. That seems to be everyone's main concern about jury duty. How do I avoid doing it?
So that was the only problem we really encountered. I think that a tweaking of the signage could help that, but I think that either way you're going to just run across the uppity people, the people that don't want to be they don't want to talk to you, and they're not interested in what you have to say, and they're just going to brush right past you, and that's fine.
I'm not sure.
We did get brochures into the hands of most of them.
It seems to be sort of an American thing, too. Whatever it is you're trying to give me, or whatever it is you're trying to tell me, or whatever you're trying to sell me, I don't have time for it, whatever it is. No. That's just sort of the way I was taught. No, thanks.
Right.
You know, when hawkers come up to you, no. No, thanks.
And that's what I would have been, I suppose.
You know, it's also just important to remember, as many people as brush you off, it only takes one person to nullify a jury. So
that's the point. Yeah. That's the point, to get out there and to get the information into as many people's hands as possible. And the other thing you have to remember is that the people in the jury selection room, if they don't bring a book... If you've never been to jury selection before, and they don't have a rack like Gene was talking about, the place back down in Florida, they did not have a rack of magazines that you could just lift a magazine out of and sit down with. You either brought your own reading material, or you sat quietly. Or you could chat with your neighbor. I mean, you could certainly talk to people, but most people are, you know, a little introverted, and they sit quietly when they're around strangers. And so if you're standing out in front of the courthouse giving them literature, they may not realize it, but that literature is going to come in handy if they didn't bring their own, because they're going to be bored to tears sitting and waiting in that courthouse while the government slowly processes through the paperwork, and they just have to sit there. And so having that brochure in hand is it's a pretty useful thing for them. And so you can go to FIJA.org, FIJA.org, if you want to learn more about the Fully Informed Jury Association. I think they've recently redesigned their website. It wasn't looking too hot up until this year, but man, they're getting it together, and they've got downloadable brochures. You gotta, you know, grab the PDF file and take it to Kinko's, or take it to your favorite print shop and have them knock off a few copies for you, and then, you know, get together with a couple of friends. Go downtown in front of the courthouse before jury duty. Find out when the jury selections are. It's usually like on a Monday or Wednesday morning. And take a half an hour right before the jury selection time. So if the jurors have to be there no later than 9, you be there from 8:30 to 9. And then just
not that long.
Just, yeah, it's a real quick, easy activism. You just stand there, and you're friendly to people, and you come up with an opening line to get them to take that brochure from your hands. And you've made a difference.
At least for that one person's life that gets off for, I don't know, marijuana or something that they shouldn't be in jail for, it made a difference to them.
Exactly right. 800-259-9231. We're trying to battle the ignorance of the American people, which just runs as wide as it does deep. And I'll give you an example here with a little bit of audio as to exactly how ignorant we're talking about. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And that, again, is freetalklive.com. And those features include the updates. Get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something new to announce about the program. You can get on the list for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun to talk to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just a couple of things here. I know you guys didn't talk about this on your show over a week ago, but a prominent libertarian in our movement did pass away.
Yes.
Yes, Aaron Russo, who we did have the pleasure to interview on this program, and you can grab that archive at guests.freetalklive.com. You know, people kept telling me about that, and it just, we got issue after issue out on the show, and it never came up. And I'm glad you took the time to call in and bring that up.
Well, the interesting thing is that I'm going to have some of Aaron's people on my show as a tribute segment, because my show, and that's now a three-hour show, we're going to be doing basically a small segment on Aaron, and we're going
to
try and get...
Todd, how do people get to your show?
It's now at nowlive.com/LibertyCapTalkLive.
Okay.
So it's
Liberty Cap Talk Live?
Liberty Cap Talk Live, yeah. And it's we're going to have, hopefully, when we start up the new season, which is September 12th, by the way, hopefully sometime after that we're going to have a segment devoted to that. But
Just an ongoing segment or
Like a half hour segment, maybe more than that. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't exactly plotted it out completely, but
so Aaron Russo did a lot more in his his libertarian activism than just making America freedom to fascism. Obviously, that was sort of his swan song at this point, which in case you haven't seen it, it is a fine film and it is available for free online. That's America from Freedom to Fascism. But Aaron Russo also ran for president he didn't make the nomination, but he attempted to secure the nomination for the Libertarian Party's presidential candidacy. And he's also, I think he made an earlier film earlier on in his lifetime. I don't know how political it is. I've never seen it, called Mad as Hell. And he's really been a stellar activist.
Oh, he was.
It's sad to see anybody go early, because I think he was only in his late
40s. The interesting thing about it was that he had bladder cancer, and I knew that he was ill for some time. At one point, he went to Germany to get some treatments, and then, of course, his cancer came back. And then when he went to Texas to receive maybe some sort of alternative therapy or treatments or what have you, and I guess that wasn't working out, and then I found out later on that he was getting progressively worse. So that's when he passed away, unfortunately.
It's just tragic. Todd, did you have any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yes. I wanted to bring up a point that you guys were talking about last night about why profits are so evil in the eyes of so many people.
Okay.
About the greed of the corporations. And the interesting thing is, what people don't understand is that when a company makes money, they're doing a lot of great things with it. The amount of time, the resources, and the manpower put into producing products and services for people are actually a boon, not a bane. And unfortunately, too many people really don't take that into account. When they look at a company that's making so much money, if you want to object to a corporation, object to the fact that there are a good number of them that do accept corporate welfare.
That's true. Farm subsidies, among other things.
That's probably the only legitimate reason that you could actually object to a corporation. Other than that, companies that are making profits, that are actually rewarding their employees. Granted, there may be bad managers in a specific company.
Sure.
And sure, there are, and I've seen my share of them. In fact, of course, there, the Enrons and the World.coms of the world are only just a few.
Right. The reason why Enron is newsworthy is because it's unusual. I mean, that's by definition what news is something out of the ordinary. And the fact is, the ordinary when it comes to companies is that they're doing good things. They're creating products and services, and they're offering up to the marketplace at reasonable prices, and people are voluntarily deciding to purchase them. That's what 99.9% of all companies do. The fact that some companies happen to be populated with a few unscrupulous individuals should not mean that all companies should be painted with that same broad brush. And Tom,
thanks for the call,
man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Any more than the average individual goes through their day without harming anyone or doing anything wrong.
Right.
And they shouldn't be painted with a brush simply because somebody goes out and kills somebody.
Right. Enron is remarkable because it's very unusual. And that's all. It doesn't mean that every company is looking to screw you six ways to sunset. That's just not the case. They just want to provide you with a product or service and have you pay for it. In fact, somebody keeps sending me a story, which we should probably talk about, a guy who was arrested outside of a Circuit City.
Yeah.
Do you have that story, Mark?
Oh, I've gotten it three times.
Yeah.
Easy.
Why don't you? I know you want to get to your email. You've got an email. Let's get to that first. It's what happens when
email first.
One of our listeners called 911, and we promised it over the weekend, and it got pushed aside. So let's jump into that, shall we?
This is from Ioana. I lost my faith in police officers on February the 4th, 2000. Yes, I remember the date. I could never forget it if I wanted to. It's my grandmother's birthday. That morning, my mom and I were getting ready to pick her up a cake from the bakery when we received a frantic call from my grandparents. My uncle, who was mentally retarded and had a few other ailments, had collapsed on the floor in his bedroom and was unable to move.
Oh, dear.
Everyone was panicked. Thank God we only lived a few minutes away. When we got there, my mom dialed 911, just like all people are taught to do from early childhood.
If there's an emergency, that's what you're supposed to do.
I lost my place there. We didn't know it at the time, but my uncle had just lapsed into what we had been told was stiff man syndrome. Best way to describe it is It is all his nerves had fired at once, causing his muscles and the muscles in his body to stiffen to the point where not only was it painful, but he was unable to unclench his hands or come out of the tightened up fetal position we found him in.
Wow.
He was confused and scared. My mom sat on the floor next to him and finally got him calmed down. When the ambulance arrived, the paramedics came in and began taking information. Within minutes, a cop car pulled up to the house.
Everything would have been all right.
I guess the officers were curious as to what was going on, and since my grandparents' neighborhood was going through a not-so-nice period, they came in to take a look. Instead of calmly peeking in and seeing what had happened, making sure no one was shot, stabbed, or robbed, they busted into my uncle's room, guns blazing. I hope that's just an allegory.
It can't be. Sure.
Screaming orders, my mom tried to calmly tell them that everything was okay and that my uncle couldn't move. They told her to shut up and forced her out of the room. Can you believe that? Sounds weird.
Yes, I can believe it. We just read a story last week about the cops who came in and tasered a diabetic man for no reason.
After that, they began shouting at him to open his hands and get up from the floor. Remember that he couldn't move if he wanted to, and he was tucked into a very tight fetal position. Toes, fingers, elbows, and knees all bent and clenched to the point of turning white. He cried and began to have a panic attack. He had no idea why he was in trouble or what he did wrong. The retarded guy, remember?
Right.
He needed help. I can only guess that the paramedics calmed down the officers because my mom grabbed me and pulled me into another bedroom. Everyone was shaken already, and the cops just made it worse. Up until that point, I'd lived my life believing the cops were there to protect us, to help us, and to help catch the bad guys.
Surprise!
I saw I was wrong. They were there to exert force on the weakest element they could find. I was brought up in government schools, so I had no idea that there were any other ideas or options out there. I mean, yes, the cops are horrible monsters. That's her opinion, not mine. At least they still showed up 2 hours after a shooting and were supposedly just doing their jobs. What could I do? Then last year, I found your show. My salvation. You spoke of the things that I spoke strongly about, freedom of choice, free speech, freedom. Thank you for opening my mind, the idea of private sector, where those people would be held accountable for any wrongdoing that they may do.
Damn right they would. That's one of the serious problems with having government police. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The single CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And that includes the wiki. We got over 1,400 pages. We give it away. And you can edit the wiki to your heart's content. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. I said I had some audio to share tonight, and this is yet another one of those shockers for people that just aren't quite aware of how clueless the American public can really be. This is one of those that's just going to hit it home for you. And it came from, of all sites, TMZ.com, which is sort of a pop culture website where they talk about, you know, really important things like Paris Hilton. And but in this particular case, they went around with a microphone asking college kids. Now, this had been done before with people on the street in New York City, of all places. They were asking the question, what year did the September 11th attacks occur? In what year?
Yeah, right? You would think in New York City, if the person could speak English, that they would likely know what year it was, considering that's where the biggest of it all happened.
And it hasn't been that long.
No, it hasn't.
We're not talking decades here.
Right, this is a huge, huge event in American history, in recent history, and you'd think this would be common knowledge amongst Americans. I think, according to the story we read back when we had the original audio from New York City, it was 30% didn't know what year the attacks happened in.
30%? Well, I can kind of see 30%, just because some people freak out when cameras are around.
Now, in this case, there wasn't any percentages, nothing scientific about it, and there wasn't anything scientific about the other one. But it's just interesting, right? This time they did it to college kids who, you know, they're going to college. It's higher education. You'd think they might be a little more likely to be informed.
Of course, they could be preteens when it all happened.
Well, yeah, maybe you're right. But nonetheless, I mean,
you would think.
I don't remember what year O.J. Simpson was convicted, but I do remember generally when that happened.
94?
That wasn't really as an earth-shattering. That wasn't as earth-shattering an event as this particular one was. Anyway, let's go on with the audio from TMZ.com. College kids being asked, what year did September 11th happen?
What year did the September 11th attacks happen?
I don't know.
There's a no. What year were the September 11th attacks?
2000.
Ish. What year were the September 11th attacks?
What year? It was attacking, that's a good question. 02.
Okay. Have you seen
Loose
Change?
She's not done yet.
Is she cute?
The film?
Not much, actually, not much.
You haven't seen Loose Change, the film?
I guess a little bit of change, but, I mean, as far as, like...
Yeah, she's really cute, Mark.
Everything's kind of back to normal, you know, I think.
She didn't understand his question at all.
No.
It's like, it's almost like the beauty pageant.
Yeah, okay. Really. It was. And
she's cute, though.
Wow. I mean, can you believe that? I mean, I'm no fan of Loose Change, necessarily, but just the fact that she didn't even get his question, nor did she pretend. I mean, was she trying to pretend like she understood what he said?
Yes.
And play it off as though she's smart? Oh, what? Just bizarre. There's more.
What year did the September 11th attacks happen?
What year? 2003.
Hey, what year did the September 11th attacks happen?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I have to go to class.
1997, maybe.
Doesn't that concern you that you don't know? Not really, they say.
There you go.
Concerns him a lot more.
Yeah. The youth of America.
Well, that's what they're going to college for, you know.
To what?
Get learned to figure out when it happened.
Oh, I see. I thought they were going to college to get drunk.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, that does seem to be their priority. And it's just sad. There's not really much else you can say about that audio besides, wow, oops. Now, to be fair, there was one guy at the end of the video that I cut out who did know what the year was. But the vast majority of the people they showed in the video, which again means nothing, doesn't mean anything, nothing scientific about this. But these kids were real, and their answers were real. So,
you know, I sometimes get skeptical when I see the reports that like 1 in 5 or 1 in 10 Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. But mm-hmm. audio like that makes me be like,
it's believable.
I think I just read recently, you know, some email or another, and I didn't go any farther with it, that 3 out of 4 couldn't place the United States on the map. Now this was somewhere.
No.
That's what I believe I read. Now I didn't do any show prep on it or anything like that. Simply because, you know, although I think people are largely uninformed about the greater issues, I also at the same time think that nobody but the American people or people in general are more capable of handling their own world than they are. So, you know, they'll make the right decisions in buying. You know, the market as a whole will make the right decision. The market is made up of these same Nimrods that don't know who Dick Cheney is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like to take too many shots at the Nimrods, even if it's true.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. On the way, we'll talk about this story that's all over our email boxes, at least, about the gentleman who was... I don't even know if he's a gentleman. The guy who was arrested outside of a Circuit City. We'll tell you why, or allegedly what happened there. But first, just a contrast. That audio of the dumb college kids, they don't even know when September 11th attacks happened. Contrast them with a couple of kids that actually know a thing or two about freedom. And that is from Post Falls SpokesmanReview.com reporting that Zach Doty typically wears a tie and a dress shirt to church. But lately, a new accessory of his is raising alarm in Post Falls. After turning 18 last month, the Post Falls teenager began strapping a loaded 9mm Glock 19 handgun to his belt every day. He totes it in full view to Bible studies, the public library, city parks, and neighborhood stores, and on walks around town. His 15-year-old brother, Stephen, has joined him, carrying a loaded Ruger 22 caliber rifle slung over his shoulder.
How old?
15.
Okay.
The brothers, who are homeschooled, say they're flexing their Second Amendment right, which allows citizens to bear arms. They say they're protecting themselves and others, deterring crime, and making a statement about constitutional freedoms. Zach said, quote, "If you don't exercise a right, eventually it will go away." With a handgun tucked in his holster on his hip, he said, "I'd like to raise people's awareness that it's a right, and I hope to encourage others to exercise that right." The brothers are stirring up concern about citizen safety and gun responsibility. Residents have alerted police and complained to the city. Police officers have stopped the boys on several occasions in the past 6 weeks, and city officials say the brothers' actions might lead to restrictions on carrying weapons on public property within city limits. At this time, the city doesn't have an
just
ordinance.
Just carrying the weapon. There hasn't been any incident. No one's been hurt or anything like that. Just carrying the weapon.
Some of the more touchy citizens have been upset. This is upsetting. There are people with guns around here.
But, you know, the thing is, if something happens and those boys need to use their guns to protect people, then they're heroes.
Yes, they would be.
So The only thing you're going to do is outlaw the law-abiding citizens from carrying the weapons, and you're not going to outlaw the right. outlaws.
And city officials say the brothers' action may lead to restrictions. Quote, it obviously has created some controversy in the community. We're fielding a significant number of calls from concerned citizens about how we're going to react to this and how we're going to ensure their safety is upheld, said the city administrator. Quote, it's really a matter of defining things very carefully and balancing, maintaining one's rights and what has to become the norm of society. Well, it's something we're really going to have to examine.
Well, if they're getting these calls, shouldn't they be getting calls from the other side, too?
What, the people that support gun freedom?
Yeah.
Well, they should be, but that's not typically what you do. You
What's
don't
his
call
name?
The kid?
No, the city administrator.
This guy is Post Falls City Administrator Eric Kick.
K-I-C-K?
K-E-C-K, Kick.
Okay, and it's Post
City? Post Falls, Iowa.
Post Falls,
Idaho.
Iowa.
Excuse me, Idaho.
Post Falls, Idaho. Eric Kick. He needs some calls.
Yeah, well, Idaho law generally allows people over the age of 18 to carry a handgun in plain view. According to the police chief, from 13 to 17, teens may openly carry a rifle with permission from a parent or guardian. After age 21, citizens may apply for a permit to carry a concealed weapon. And then it goes on to say that firing a gun is unlawful within city limits, and guns are prohibited on school grounds, but the teens are legally carrying the guns, and the practice is certainly out of the ordinary. Police chief says, I've been chief here for over 19 years, and we've never had anyone elect to exercise their rights in this way. He says that the public and law enforcement will need to grow accustomed to the sight. Quote, I don't think it's necessary to overreact to two individuals who elect to exercise their right to carry a firearm.
Good.
Thank goodness the police chief in this case has a level head.
Yeah, like it says it's illegal to carry him on school property. Well, luckily they're homeschooled, so I'm sure
yep.
that's mighty legal there.
Exactly right. And these guys are great. We need more people like these young men in this country. In the few areas that we actually still have the freedom to open carry firearms, it should be done. And I understand it upsets some people, but that's okay. Free speech upsets some people, too. If it's something you don't like to hear, then close your ears and walk away. If it's something you don't like to see, go somewhere else. Because in my business, and in many other people's businesses, individuals carrying firearms is a welcome kind of a customer to have in there. Please, bring your firearms in my store. I don't mind. You're just keeping my customers safe. Thank you for that. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Though I do think it's interesting that in 19 years, no one in that town had ever open carried until now. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
When you're